Slavery has been illegal for nearly 150 years in the United States, but the historical consequences linger. Just last month, reparations for slave descendants were a topic at the Democratic Presidential Candidates Forum in Baltimore. Author Edward Jones deals with a largely forgotten remnant of slavery in his first novel, The Known World. The work is a finalist in this year's National Book Awards. Martha Woodruff of member station WMRA reports.
Sometime during the 70s, while still in college, Edward P. Jones picked up a stray fact. Back before the Civil War, free black people owned slaves. That fact rolled around inside his head for decades. Other stray facts attached themselves to it, generating characters, generating a whole fictional county in Virginia. Then, about a year and a half ago, this entire imaginary world tumbled out of his head, and in a three-month burst of writing, Edward Jones had his first novel. The author reading from The Known World.
Moses was the first slave Henry Townsend had bought. $325 and a bill of sale from William Robbins, a white man. It took Moses more than 2 weeks to come to understand that someone wasn't fitting with him, and that indeed a black man, whose shades darker than himself, owned him and any shadow he made. Sleeping in a cabin beside Henry in the first weeks after the sale, Moses had thought that it was already a strange world that made him a slave to a white man, but God had indeed set it twirling and twisting every which way when he put black people to owning their own kind. Was God even up there attending to business anymore?
Jones presents antebellum culture as a moral conundrum. No matter how godly and right-thinking the citizens of his fictional Virginia county are in other ways, there are still those slaves, and black people owning black people becomes the ultimate corruption.
You know, these people are in bondage, and if they run away, people have the right to just stand there and kill them on the spot. It's just a topsy-turvy world. And it just seems as if God is somewhere out there peeling grapes, and he's not really attending to business anymore, and the devil is down here running things.
Jones never preaches, never lapses into simplistic caricature. The Known World is a meditation on entrenched evil.
When you look back on slavery, there is so much emotion there that I knew that whatever story I had to tell, I didn't need to insert any more emotion into it. That was the rule that I had when I sat down to write The Known World, that you tell the story and you don't have to raise your voice.
This is fiction that reads like a chronicle of real people's lives who've somehow floated, until now, beneath history's radar. Jones collected two shelves of books about slavery, but he never got around to reading them. Yet even without much research, the author was able to give his characters richly detailed antebellum lives.
Once I knew that I couldn't go to the books, I knew that I would just have to scrub my brain for all that I just accumulated just in living life.
Edward Jones mined his own backyard in order to create his short story collection, Lost in the City, a finalist for the 1992 National Book Award. In The Known World, the author taps a rich vein of family lore.
My mother, when I was growing up, always talked about her childhood in Virginia, North Carolina, about their eating ash cakes and hoe cakes. And I knew, you know, that that was something I was going to mention. She also said things about people back then ate dirt. And I just threw that in. I decided the people that I had created were real enough. And I had just accumulated enough information about what the world was like before 1865, you know, in the South, to allow me to lie and get away with it.
Critics haven't complained at all about Jones's lying. They've compared The Known World to Dickens in that it's a densely populated, sprawling story built around a morally bankrupt social institution. Perhaps the story rings so true because of all those years the book's characters lived in the author's head. Jones knows these people. He understands that slavery is a canker that has blighted each one of them.
The sky for them is not a very high sky, and so they can't stand up on their own two feet. They are sort of stooped. You know, it's that sort of world. And because they're stooped, they can't ever be full and good human beings. Every single person in there, even the very worst, I felt something for.
And it's exactly that, Jones's non-judgmental empathy for even the worst of his characters, that makes The Known World seem so relevant for today. It's a book about the disturbing complexity of trying to do the right thing in a world gone wrong. For NPR News, I'm Martha Woodruff.